Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC Acra
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
WGXE welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message, and we'll play it on the air. Call area code 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
Turnout on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the WGXC Catskill Studio to learn about Wave Farms WGXC, tour the studio, record a station ID or PSA, or pick up a sticker. The WGXC Catskill Studio is located at 393 Main Street in Catskill. Come on by for a visit and see how you can get involved in your local community radio station.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Beth Schwartz of Jersey City, New Jersey. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Good evening. You are listening to Aquarium Nights on WGXC 90.7 FM in Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And you can always tune in online as well at wavefarm.org. This is Iggy here, joining you for another broadcast on another rainy day in June. What's up with that? I don't know. But tonight, I'm going to be doing a Japanese punk special, and we're going to delve into the very rich world of Japanese punk. I think kind of starting, you know, with the early 70s groups that were influenced by Sex Pistols and Ramones and stuff that they were hearing from kind of Western culture, bands like City Rockers and Mirrors and Friction, who also kind of had some elements of new wave in there too. And, you know, and then there's kind of, it branches off from there into kind of a little bit more commercial territory, like the Roosters or the Blue Hearts. We're going to go in kind of a different direction into more Japanese hardcore, you know, bands like Gauze and LSD, The Nurse, The Stalin, and of course Gizm. Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, this is the kick I've been on lately. I can't seem to stop. And so that's what we're going to listen to. Thanks for tuning in. More coming your way. Good evening. You're listening to Aquarium Nights. If you're just joining me now, we're doing a special on Japanese punk and new wave tonight, and I'm here to catch you up on some of what we've been listening to. Behind me, actually, by the way, is Merzbo with his record Frog from 2003. That's probably the most current release we're going to listen to, but you never know. I love those Frog sounds, so. Anyways, before that, we heard Plastics with their track Can I Help Me? That came out in 1980 off their first record, Welcome Plastics. And, yeah, kind of like kitschy, quirky. I guess I would say it's more in the new wave realm than punk, although it definitely is pulling from that genre as well. Definitely influenced by Talking Heads and Devo, and you know, if you listen to this Plastics record, there's many bands, you know, Coneheads affiliated kind of bands from the States that definitely took some influence, using synthesizers and kind of fun, kitschy sound effects. Before that, we heard Aunt Sally with Kagami. That's like a kind of deconstructed Heart and Soul cover. And Aunt Sally is actually, the singer is Few, who had a really amazing, excellent solo career after the group. And she actually traveled from Osaka to London to see the Sex Pistols when she was 17 in 1979, and the rest is really history. She caught the bug. Yeah, Aunt Sally, really kind of a pretty unique all-across-the-board post-punk record that she put out. 79 and already post-punk, I guess. Before that was Swankies with Blood Spit Night. That came out in 1985, kind of utilizing more kind of, you know, melodic Buzzcocks, Sex Pistols, Ramones kind of chord structures, but just absolutely trashed recording sound dynamic stuff going on, and much more hardcore vocals, so that's a fun one. Before that, we heard Oxzed, that's spelled O-X-Z, I just found out it's pronounced Oxzed, with their track Angel, all-girl group out of Osaka that came out in 1981. I believe they just released an 8-inch record and one 12-inch record. Both, you know, singles, very few tracks, and those were actually compiled recently and put out as a beautiful compilation. Before that, we heard Innu, also out of Osaka, 1979, with their track Fade Out, the first track on their first LP. Before that was Friction, with their track Crazy Dream. Friction is one of the, you know, kind of early beginning punk bands based out of Tokyo, 1979. Influenced a lot of bands to get started in Japan. And starting off the set was Mirrors with their 7-inch Shojeki X. That came out in 78. Also, you know, only put out a couple records, but very influential as far as getting the scene started. Yeah, so we're going to move into some more hardcore territory. We might even, you know, cross over into some kind of death rock and more goth punk stuff as the night goes on, and I'm going to dig around and see if I can find some more current Japanese punk for you guys as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. More coming your way.
send you the winter lipstick. They surely send you the ball beer. They surely send you the Disney Nacho.
Good evening. You are listening to Aquarium Nights on WGXC 90.7 FM. If you're just joining us now, we're doing a bit of a Japanese punk special, and that was, you know, a little bit of the more hardcore portion of it. You know, we've still got a few minutes left, so who knows where we're going to go, but I'm going to catch you up on some of what we heard. We just heard Gizm with their track Endless Blockades for the Pussy Footer. Just an absolutely iconic band in all regards. Helped to develop the thrash metal genre. But, you know, as influential as they were on all kinds of different genres, there's kind of nobody quite like them. The kind of the humor, the weird samples, the so many different ways that they sing. Absolutely ripping guitar solos that break up all the songs. And it just feels there's something really kind of, it could only happen in Japan. And I don't, you know, there's no music being made like that in the States. And I don't know if there ever will be. So that was Gizm. Before that was the Stalin, who, you know, also are kind of an iconic, and infamous Japanese punk band, that, you know, would get nude and commit violent acts on stage. They got banned from most clubs. And also, I think, you know, they were socialists and they chose that name to really, upset everyone in Japan. And it really worked. People were pretty upset. They actually played in this film that I recently watched called Burst City, which is like a kind of like dystopian punk musical action film where these kind of rivaling motorcycle gangs are protesting the development of a power plant in, you know, quote unquote, their neighborhood of Tokyo. Really cool. Really, you know, if you want to see any of these, or, you know, some of these bands play live in a fun way, I recommend checking out Burst City. That came out in 1982. Before that was The Cums with their track Medium. That's the last track off of their first LP called No Side. Female fronted hardcore out of Tokyo. Before that was The Nurse, which is an all-girl hardcore band out of Tokyo. They were only active 1 year. 83 to 84, and they were all 16 at the time they formed the band, which is, you know, inspiring and cool and makes me feel very old. They only ever put out 2 7-inches, but there's, you know, some demos and other material floating around, and La Vida Es Un Mus collected them and put out a sweet little compilation record of all of their music. Starting off the set was LSD with their EP Destroy, and the track was Hate War. Really exciting and influential hardcore that kind of traverses genre. It's like, you notice it started out with that kind of melodic, almost kind of goth or post-punky quiet riff, and then just goes into just incredibly blistering hardcore. Really great all the way through. And I think that just about catches us up. Thanks for, joining me for this very special episode, and I've got a few more tracks coming your way. Stay tuned.
Let's go! Let's go!